atmosphere inside of us and the atmosphere outside of us. Lord, we thank you for that. And these aren't just glib words. These aren't just pat phrases. Father, we believe it today. We believe you can change the atmosphere inside of us, and it'll change the atmosphere in Stark County and beyond. It'll change the atmosphere beyond. Lord, we've seen it. We've seen it, Lord. Use us. Move in us. Give us that willing heart, that open heart, that flexible heart. Yes, Father, take out judgment. Take out anything in us that's evaluating, and help us just to be free to respond to you, free to be intimate with you, free to receive from you, receive your Father's blessing on us today, Lord. Yes, Father, in this very busy season of giving out and touching people and loving people and caring for people and sacrificing to have compassion and trusting you for the passion to do that, God, today we receive your Father's blessing on us. We believe it. We trust in it. We step into it. We honor you by listening with our spiritual ears and seeing with our spiritual eyes. We want to be different. We want to be changed. We want to be empowered to the max. Here we are, Lord. It's just us. But we're with you, the powerful one, the mighty one, the creator of all. Where there was nothing, you created all. Thank you, God. And you create in us each moment that we're alive. Help us recognize it. Help us receive it today. Help us go to a different place today. Father, help us not stay the same. Move in our hearts. Open our hearts. Open our hearts to Father's blessing. Father's blessing. Father's blessing. We thank you for your heart to constantly do that for us. Give us a heart to receive it, to receive your blessing today. In Jesus' name, amen. So what do you think this is going to be about today? Some of you are zoning out during the prayer. Okay, that's all right. Father's blessing. You know, it can kind of be a pretty religious thing. Oh, yeah, we know about that. No big deal. Heard that before, done that before. Yeah, I feel blessed to the Father. What else is new? Got something unique for me? Today I want you to realize at a new level the Father's blessing over you. So we're going to actually move from our seats during part of this. I thought I'd prepare you ahead of time. Oh, but I'm new! Well, if you stay around here, then this happens quite often. Just to warn you, if you are new, down the middle aisle at one point last fall, we had people coming for just a word from the Father, just kind of a small blessing from the Father. And about, 6 o'clock was it? That's when we finished. That's not my plan today. But that was kind of interesting. I thought it was going to be a brief service. So I won't say that this one will be, and then it will be. Well, not brief, but it'll be briefer than 6 o'clock at night. How many were here for that? How many received something from Father that day? Do you remember what it was? We need kind of a book of remembrance written on our spirit, don't we? Because when we receive something from Him He actually wants us to treasure it and remember it. And so when we've been blessed from our Father in the past with a word or with whatever He chooses to bless us with, maybe it's children. Children are a blessing of the Lord. Treasure. Constantly, even when they're screaming and crying. They're treasure of the Lord. I said, even when they're screaming and crying. You know, think of our Heavenly Father. He hears us do quite a few things. And He still loves us. Remember the people grumbling in the desert. Oh, if they'd only had Jesus. Would have helped them so much. So I want to read a passage from the Old Testament, Genesis 49. Some of you are shocked that we're going to the Word this early. Genesis 49, Jacob gives his last words to his sons. I heard something this week, you know, Jacob, you know, the name means deceiver. How in the world can the Lord love him so much if his name is deceiver? He changed his name to Israel, but my understanding is he still used the name Jacob after he called him Israel. Gave him a new name, you know, it's supposed to change everything, change his character, change everything. And yet he still called him Jacob, so he even loved him as a deceiver, knew what he was. And yet Jesus is coming. Jacob's covered. Awesome. It gives me hope. Should give you hope. Verse 23. Wow, this looked much larger print at home. Let's call that 22. Joseph is a fruitful bough. This is Jacob speaking to his sons again. A fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. By the God of your father who will help you, and by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors. Up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills, they shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father spoke to them, and he blessed them, and he blessed each one according to his own blessing. Then he charged them and said to them, I am to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephraim the Hittites, in the cave that is in the field of Hard name, which is before Mamre in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephraim the Hittite as a possession for the burial place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife, and there I buried Leah. The field and the cave that is there were purchased from the sons of Heth. And when Jacob had finished commanding his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people. You know, I would kind of like, as the father in this house, to bless you before I gather up my feet and, you know, go to that cold place, the tomb, before I'm resurrected in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why not bless you now? Why not allow the Lord's blessing to come through me and Pastor Mary Pat to you? Because the Father's blessing is not gender related, is it? I said the Father's blessing isn't gender related, is it? No, we learned that before. with Jesus, there is no male and female. So the Father's blessing can come through Pastor Mary Pat. And the blessing of the groom can come through Pastor Mary Pat. The blessing of the bride can be given by me. It's kind of fun. Kind of enjoyable. Freedom. Release. For all. So today I'd like to exercise my right as the father in this house. And I'd like to bring blessing to your life. Some of you have been pouring out your hearts and your life to people in this community in the last bit of time and overseas this summer. Some of you went to Mozambique. Some of you went to Ghana. You poured out your life to the nations and locally. Some have been standing at the fair and seeing all the hurting people go by the booth, not interested, or some are. And they're drawn into what is happening, life on those screens that are there to show what the Father is doing. He'd like to bless every person that's open to blessing. And you know, I heard from someone in the past, they told me, and they were incorrect, I believe, oh, that word blessing, I mean, everybody uses that. What good is it? I've found that the people that are blessed under a covenant from God, there's something special about what happens in their lives. Think about it. It's kind of like you're in a safety zone. You're in a safety bubble. With the Lord, you're lined up with Him. You're lined up with some leadership in your life spiritually. Leadership that doesn't want to lord over you, but wants to actually let you have all the blessings that the Father wants to give you. They don't want to run your life. They want to see favor come to you. They don't want to keep you from fun and enjoyment. They just want to make sure it's the best. Because being related to the Father is the best possible enjoyment. We can have the most fun in His presence. Heaven is going to be a blowout blast of a place. And if we look up there and say, gosh, all they do is sing and bow, sing and bow, sing and bow, we've got the wrong picture. Because there's a reason that they're singing and bowing. Something good is happening. Something really good is happening. We're seeing the end result of the good stuff that's happening in their lives. And they just can't help it. They've got to cast the crowns. Anything that they would have that's theirs, oh, please, empty it before this king, because he's made my life heaven, in heaven. So we have something great to look forward to, but why should I wait until I'm old and croaky? An old and croaky gokey. And until I start blessing people with the Father's blessing. Now, some of you will say, well, you're not my father in the faith. I'm new here, or I've been here for a while, and I've seen the holes in your life. You know what? Jacob had plenty of holes. Read the life of David. He blessed his sons, and most of them turned on him. But that doesn't mean that they didn't know the Lord, and they were not redeemed. Joseph, shocker, but he didn't do everything right. Did a few things that caused some grief. Now, Daniel, I have a hard time finding anything, but I'm sure there's something. We already know about, you know, Paul. He had a couple things. Okay, so, you know, just because there's a few holes in the bubble, so to speak, doesn't mean you can dismiss if you want to receive all that you can receive from God. I'm saying that the leadership here is simply a channel. But if you just recognize them as a channel, you have taken a huge step. that actually, think about it, blessing from the Father can be channeled through the leadership here into your life, and it can be special. Very, very special. Now, most people don't have this idea. I know, because, you know, they run from church to church to church and run around and dance outside of the the protective coverage of fathering. They kind of run around like tumbleweeds out in the wilderness, and they are kind of confused about God at times and life, and gosh, how come God doesn't answer more of my prayers, and how come I don't even know how to pray, and how come I don't feel His presence, and all that. They're running outside this bubble of what God has intended as blessing to flow through a leadership over the lives of the people that are calling that leadership home, so to speak. Not everyone is called to be part of frontline, but those that are called by the Lord to be part of frontline, you will be far more blessed if you can understand it's about covenant. It's about relationship. It's about honoring to receive alignment in the Spirit, and then you receive the favor of God. Honoring in order to be aligned with the Father in His heart for you and His blessings and favor for you, and you get that favor. That favor flows into your life. Some of you have been seeking favor all your life, but you've been seeking it as an independent seeker. I'm going to go find God. I'm going to get close to God. Oh, I came to Jesus. Wonderful. Now I've got salvation. I'm redeemed. I have all these good things. And He's saying, okay, draw into the family. Draw into the family. You know, the body, draw into the body and take your place. There's a finger missing in the body, you're it. There's a toenail missing in the body, you're it. Oh, there's an eye missing. Oh my. The body can only see half of what it needs to see. You're it. Take your place. And they're running around going, Where's my place? I don't feel wanted anywhere. No one cares about me. The Father knows exactly where you're supposed to be. He knows exactly. Holy Spirit knows exactly where He wants you to be a part of the body. Think about it. If your own body didn't come together at some point, and the systems working together, I don't know if you know how, sure you do, how they're all interrelated. You know, you hit your finger with a hammer, you find out your body is very interrelated. Sometimes it really hurts your head to hit your finger. Your nervous system is on fire when you hit your finger. Sometimes your mouth opens, says things that you didn't even know you were capable of, and your brain has kicked in and said, no, don't go there. All these systems working together out of a simple hitting your finger with a hammer. They're all interrelated. Well, think about it. If you as a body were separated all over Stark County, you've got your liver is over in Canal Fulton. Your brain is somewhere in the middle of downtown Canton. And your feet are in North Canton. It's going to be awfully hard to operate effectively and efficiently, wouldn't you say? Or if you come in as a part of the body and you say, I'm not a part. I don't feel part. No one recognizes me as a part. Well, you already know the Scriptures talks about, you know, you're trying to be an eye, and you're really the lips. Not so bad. You get to really love on people. But if you're trying to be an eye and you're not comfortable being the lips, then it, you know, kind of stinks when you go to operate in the body of Christ. Because people are saying, would you please be the lips? And you say, no, I want to be an eye. Be the lips. It's a good thing. No, it isn't. I want to be the eye. I want to see. I want to see. And I want to tell the body what I see. Some of us didn't want to be the part that we are. I never intended to be a pastor. Never. Never. Believe me. Never. I thought that automatically, just having that title, separated me from people. Just having that position. So what do you do? Well, I'm part of something. Well, what are you part of? Well, I'm part of a church. What? What do you do in the church? Well, I'm actually the founder, president, and preacher of the church. One of them. And they go, oh, well, I really mean to get back to church. I really want to. I've been thinking about it. My whole family's been thinking about it. We've all been thinking about going back to church. Really. Every last one of us have been spending all our time 24/7, including the sleeping hours, thinking about getting back to church. Oh, I didn't say anything about that. I just told you I was a pastor. That's all it takes for some people. They suddenly think I'm talking about them coming to church. So I avoided that, and God still put me in place. He still got me here. How does he do that? A willing heart, just trying to serve. I love the second place, serving in the second place. Somebody else in leadership, I come underneath, I help them, I support them, I lift up their arms. Oh, I loved that role. I loved it because when they were sick, I could take their place. You know, they would say, oh, I'm not feeling so well today, you know. That was back in the years when I didn't pray for people who were sick. I just said, oh, Lord, be with you. But they were, you know, sick. Okay, I could take their place. Oh, you started jail ministry. I'll come alongside and help. When you can't lead the study, I'll lead it. Jump in there, you know. Second place. I love that. And then one day I looked behind me and, where is it? Where? And I'm the guy. I'm one of the guys. You know, I'm one of the main ones. Where'd that come from? How'd that happen? Same thing happened in my teaching career. I was always asking the teachers ahead of me, you know, well, how's this work? And what do you think we should do about this? And, you know, how's that? How do I approach the principal? And all. And then these people retired. And suddenly people were coming to my room and asking me questions. I'm like, what are they coming to me for? Oh, I've been here a while. All the other teachers that were ahead of me retired. Now I'm the person they come to. It will happen to you. It will happen to you. You'll be put in leadership of something you don't feel qualified for at all. You don't feel like you can do it at all. It's the blessing of the Father. He's making you dependent upon Him in order to accomplish something. I love it. That's exactly where we should be. That brings very big amounts of humility, doesn't it, to depend on the Father. Be in an uncomfortable zone. Anyone ever been stretched by Holy Spirit? How about in the last 5 minutes? He wants to. He can't wait to stretch us. Stretch us. So that we'll be accomplishing more under His blessing. So today I'm exercising my right. Whether you receive my position as father in this house, that's not up to me. If you do, awesome. Because I think, you know, you'll be blessed. I'm not out to, you know, grab a hold of people and say, oh, now I'm fathering you. Oh, well, now I'm this over you. And no, it's in the Spirit. And the Lord takes care of it. I don't have to come and tell anybody. I don't have to talk to anybody, you know, jack them up against the wall. Hey, you've been coming here a while, don't you know I'm the father in this house? I don't need to do any of that. It's recognized, you know, in the Spirit. It's recognized in the Spirit. And, you know, Pastor Mary Pat's in the same position with me. So it's not like, you know, it's me and then her. You already know that. You know, we're both in that position of fathering. I love that. I love that because you're getting the best of two different ends of the spectrum. We come from two very different ends of the spectrum. Very different. But what brings us to the same page when we're at our best and we get there is Holy Spirit. You should be encouraged by that. The same thing can happen in your marriage or your future marriage. It can happen. Holy Spirit can bring you to the same page even though you come from vastly different ends of the spectrum. And for those that, you know, have the feeling, well, it's supposed to be male-dominated. Male is the head. Male, 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 male. There's a little passage in Galatians that we've gone over that says there is no male or female once you come into Christ. No slave, no free. You know, there's no distinctions like that. Okay, if that's true, then there are many bodies right now operating at half. What? Yeah. They only have one spectrum down here somewhere. Male. Male. And they think God is male. God is spirit. No gender. God is spirit. No gender. John 4:24. God is a spirit. And so they're only getting one end of the spectrum. So you're not getting just a male blessing today. Father's blessing through the male. You're getting Father's blessing through a couple. That's one. That's in one in leadership as well. No distinction about who's up and who's down and all that. You're getting the whole loaf of blessing, not just one half of it. Some of you are with me, some of you aren't. That's okay. I think I can watch as Holy Spirit takes care of that. So this is what I'd like to do. You know, it says in the Bible, Proverbs 18:21, that death and life are in the power of the tongue. I want to give life today to you, wherever you're at, whatever's going on in your life. I want more life, more of the Spirit's life in you. Said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. My heart is overflowing to bless you all today. I hope some of you, if not all of you, go way beyond Pastor Mary Pat and I. I said, I am hoping that by blessing you today, it will increase your ability to go way beyond Pastor Mary Pat and myself in the Spirit. That's my privilege, that's my joy, to be the foundation, and you are the superstructure. You are not, if you're thinking of a house, it's too small. You're supposed to be thinking of a skyscraper. You're going to be way up there on the 91st floor, or 92nd. Beyond the foundation. Can you see it? Can you believe for it? Because that would be my greatest joy. It was the greatest joy of the Apostle Paul. That's why the church took off like fire. Because it wasn't just about him. And getting into the Bible and writing much of it under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It wasn't just about that. He wrote his book and it happened to be a bestseller. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But that's not where he sets his laurels. I'm sure he's in heaven going, wow, It's overtaken the earth, and I was part of the foundation. People are doing things that I didn't even dream of doing. They're going to nations I never saw. See, the Apostle Paul is not the zenith. He's the foundation. I said the Apostle Paul's not the zenith. He's not the tip top of the top. He's the foundation. We shouldn't be going back to look at the Apostle Paul and saying, boy, I wish some of us were like him. We should be going forward and saying, God, what can you turn us into? Isn't that true? Sure it is. God is always forward looking, not backward looking. He forgives the past, redeems us so we can go forward. All right, so how is this going to work? Well, I'm going to have Pastor Mary Pat come up and join me, and we're going to read some blessings over you as you come up, and our leaders are going to be holding umbrellas. It's simply a prophetic picture of you coming under the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of covenant, the blessing of favor. And you say, well, I'm new today. I don't know about this covenant stuff. I just showed up today. I don't know. Just come and join in. There's no, like, you're not going to get, you know, somebody tie you up and put you in the closet and say, okay, you're part of this thing. Don't worry about that. We just want to bless you. We just want to, you know, we let the Lord work out all that covenant stuff. And you know, whether you're being fathered in this house or somewhere else, that's not my concern today, believe me. It's just blessing each person that's here. So just come and join in with us if you care to. If not, you can observe, but oftentimes we say here it's better not to be a spectator. So, I mean, people will kind of look at you like, oh, you're a spectator, huh? No, they won't. I'm sure they won't. So, you didn't like that, did you? But that's okay. They understand. So we're going to do that. We're going to have our leaders come up, and you know who you are. And come up and take an umbrella. They didn't know about this, but that's not unusual. I don't know how some of these umbrellas
I didn't know
work,
about this.
So you have to figure them out.
Andy, can you turn this on?
Yeah. I want to give you a big one. You know. Well, they're all supposed to be fairly big. You brought an umbrella for me, and you haven't brought it to me yet. Please do. Some of these are going to look a little small otherwise. Awesome.
Carl's not here today.
Who do we have up here? We got Carl gone today, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we have, can you bring Isabella and come up? And
you may not understand the structure of Frontline, and that's okay. This is how it all started many, many years ago. And then the Lord has expanded since then. So there are many other leaders in the body here with us. But this is initially how it started out. In terms of a quote-unquote official structure. So
you have something to read?
What do you want me to do?
Did you have something to read?
I always have something.
Okay, so simply what would happen here, and it's not a gimmick, it's a picture. So kind of keep that in mind. This is a picture of something that's happening in the spirit. Would be that you would just come and join under these umbrellas. Now, I obviously, you know, there's personal space and all that, so you're not going to fit right under the umbrella. Okay, but it's a picture. So it's the idea is the umbrella is much bigger than the one they have, and that you'll fit under it. So if you just do that, just pick an umbrella and come on up, and we'll be blessing you.
And if you are a person who has never attended before, if you're a visitor today, we would encourage you to fill out a yellow card that's in the pew seat right in front of you. If you're sitting next to someone, just encourage them to fill out a yellow card so that we can stay in touch with you.
I'm going to read one. If you do the one on favor out of here.
And then,
yes, son, I will give them to you, but it's not time yet. Can you get back here? All right. Awesome. Okay, I don't know if that hugging is allowed under the umbrella. It's all right. I kind of actually encourage that. I was just kidding. You know, if we can try to maintain a little decorum. I know you're out of the pews and quiet in the pews, but not under umbrellas. I know how that works. But the idea of this is that God's umbrella obviously is over all of these. And over all the ones in Stark County, the bodies in Stark County. We're not unaware of that and wanting to bless them. And we went to another church last night to worship the Lord, and we don't have any problem with that. We want to relate and interrelate. We go to pastors' breakfasts and things like that. We relate with other bodies. We believe in what they're doing. We know we can't do it alone. Okay, but for this body, you know, we're just saying today, the Father, interesting, the Father is putting His umbrella of blessing over all of these. And it can come down through the leadership here to you. And the idea is that you are sons and daughters of the Most High. We're trying to build you up to be fathers, each one of you. So if each person here took it seriously and became a father to other people, you know, the first thing, you just reach out as a son or daughter. You're not trying to be a father. You're just trying to be a good, you know, faithful, loving, caring son or daughter. You get healed up on the inside so you can minister on the outside. And you let that flow in your life. You're going to eventually end up being a father. Someone's going to come to you and say, hey, you know what? I love the way you're fathering. What? You're fathering that person. And you're going to go, I am. Wow, the day has come. It's going to be a wonderful thing. But you have to kind of stay in the chute, don't you? You have to stay under some kind of umbrella of blessing that God is going to bring in your life in order for that to happen. It doesn't just happen as an independent person just running out somewhere away from all the umbrellas. I'm telling you, you don't see those people being fathers. If they are, it ends up somehow being off-center, it seems like. It becomes weird, something strange, because they've never been able to receive in God's alignment. And this is a good thing. You all should be smiling. You're under the protection of the Lord. You're not under some kind of iron hand that's over you and so on. And, you know, there's indications in scriptures that if you feel, you really feel in Holy Spirit, and I mean Holy Spirit, not just you, but Holy Spirit, that you're being lorded over, and you take it to Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit says, well, that's exactly what's happening. This person is a jealous person, or they're not really caring about you. They're not really trying to take care of you. You don't have to let that person father you. Now, if anybody feels like that in here today, please come and talk to me, because I'd like to know what you see, because I don't feel that's happening with either one of us. That would be a very good thing to do. Oh, man, I just feel controlled. I mean, you made me come up to the front. Jeez, what's up with that? Well, that's what your issue is. We got a long ways to go. So, let's enjoy what the Father's going to do today. You are created for blessing. As a result, you are fruitful in every good thing, and you multiply and increase in blessing. Because my God has blessed you, no curse can touch you. In the name of Jesus Christ, and by the power of His blood, you are decreed to be His covenant of blessing around your life in all that pertains to you. Nothing but blessing is permitted to come into your life or sphere of influence. If the enemy attempts to attack you, he will be caught in the act and pay sevenfold what he stole, and then you will plunder his house, for you only accept blessing. His attempts create testimonies of God's increased blessings in your life. Like Abraham, you are blessed, and you are called to be a blessing. through my life, through your life in Jesus, nations are blessed. Blessings come upon you and overtake you. Blessings are attracted to you. You are a blessing magnet. You are blessed coming in and blessed going out. You are blessed in the city and blessed in the field. The heavens are open over your life, and the rain of God's abundant goodness falls on your life and all that pertains to you. No good thing has He withheld from you. You are blessed in everything you put your hands to. Your household is blessed. Your food is blessed. Your clothing is blessed. Your vehicles are blessed, believe it or not. Your business and your matters of business are blessed. Your children, family, and all who labor with you and for you are blessed. Your finances are blessed. Because Jesus established eternal, unbreakable covenant of blessing for you. You are blessed with the kingdom of heaven and its bounty because you are poor in spirit, recognizing your need of God in all things and at all times. You are blessed with comfort when you mourn. You are always blessed with a satisfied heart because you hunger and thirst for righteousness. You are blessed with mercy because you show mercy to others. You are blessed with insights and visitations from God because you are pure in spirit. You are called a son or daughter of God because you are a peacemaker. When you are persecuted for the sake of righteousness or when people insult you and speak lies about you, you are blessed with heavenly and eternal reward. You are blessed because you hear the Lord's word and act on it. You are a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Because you love wisdom and righteousness, you are blessed and your dwelling is blessed. The blessing of the Lord has made you rich, and He adds no sorrow to it. Because you trust in the Lord, you are blessed. You're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Grace and peace is multiplied unto you in the knowledge of Christ. You have been granted everything that pertains to life and to godliness. You have been given all the magnificent promises in the Word of God. You sow blessings bountifully, and therefore you reap blessings bountifully. You are always looking for ways you can bless others. You are truly blessed in all things, for your Father in heaven has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Your God blesses you continuously and causes His face to shine upon you. You are gracious. He is gracious unto me, unto you, excuse me. I'm changing all the pronouns. He is gracious unto you and grants you peace. Father, we just say to each one here, each of your precious ones, those loved of you so much that you gave your best first, they are blessed today. They are blessed today. They are blessed today by you, by you, by your hand. This isn't just motion. This isn't religion. This is actually happening in their lives. And increasing. Glory to glory to glory to glory in their lives. Because you are real, this blessing is real. Favor one. Again, I changed the pronouns. Mm-hmm. In Christ Jesus, you are favored. Family and spiritual strength. Yes, Lord.
In Christ Jesus.
This is about favor.
Yes, Lord. Mm.
In Christ Jesus, you are favored by Heavenly Father. The favor He has given His Son has been given to you. This is undeserved, unmerited favor that is granted you in Christ. His favor is a free gift to you, for which we are very thankful. As Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men, so do you, because you abide in Jesus, and he abides in you. You embrace the favor of God, for it is better than silver and gold. The favor of God on your life endures for a lifetime and causes your mountain of influence and blessing to stand strong. His favor surrounds you like a shield against your enemies. The Lord favors you with vindication and delights in your prosperity. His blessing on your life attracts the rich among the people who seek your favor. By the favor of the Lord, the works of your hands are confirmed and established. All that we put our hands to is favored. Your steps are bathed in butter, and the rock pours out oil for you. As you seek the Lord's favor, he is gracious unto you. As you seek the Lord's favor, he is gracious unto you according to his word. You are favored in your home and favored in your workplace. You are favored everywhere you go in all that you do. You love wisdom and seek diligently for wisdom and understanding. Therefore, you have been granted favor by the Lord and are favored by others. In the light of your king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud with the spring rain over you. His favor is like heavenly dew that falls on your life. You are favored in his presence, and he goes before you, revealing his goodness and glory to you. His favor opens doors of opportunity for you that no man can shut. By his favor, you have been granted the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth has been loosed in heaven. His righteous scepter of favor is extended towards you. Whatever you ask in the name of Jesus, he grants unto you when you make your requests and petitions according to his will. He daily grants you great favor because of the covenant blood of Christ and the promises in his word. Blessed be the Lord who favors his people.
Yes,
Lord. The scriptural references, I'm just going to speak those out over you. Pastor Bill may choose to do that with what he read or not. But I'm going to speak. Those came from John 15:7, John 17:22, Luke 2:52, Proverbs 8:35, Proverbs 11:27, Proverbs 16:15, Proverbs 19:12, Proverbs 22:1, Psalm 5:12, Psalm 30:5-7, Psalm 45:6, Psalm 45:12, Psalm 90:17, Psalm 119:58, Job 29:6, Exodus 33:13-19, Isaiah 45:1, and Esther 5:2.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, this is good.
This is an excellent idea for when you review this by tape. Because then you can look up the scriptures.
Or you've got your...
I've got one. Okay. When you review it, you know, online. Genesis 1:28 and 12:2, Deuteronomy 28:1-13, Numbers 6:22-27, Proverbs 3:13-33. Proverbs 6:31, Proverbs 10:6, Proverbs 10:22, Proverbs 16:20, Matthew 5:3-11, Luke 11:28, Luke 12:32, Ephesians 1:3, 2 Peter 1:2-4, James 1:22. Those are what I read before. Yes, that was for blessing. Two more areas. Family. And what we'd like you to do is If you have a family member that you want to be under the umbrella of blessing today, and they're not here, of course, someone possibly that's a prodigal that you want to call in, that you want to see God restore to their destiny and so on. Maybe Phil can help me pass this out to that side, and you pass it out. So if you need a pen, you can grab a pen. Can someone pass those around? And this can be done anytime, you know, during this time, the Lord knows. As for you and your family, you will serve the Lord. Because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved, and your entire house. Because you are a covenant child of God, your household is blessed. You have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Blessings come upon you and overtake you. Your family, home, marriage, and children are blessed in all that you put your hands to do. You are blessed coming in, and you are blessed going out. The Lord has established your household as a people for Himself. He causes you to abound in prosperity in the offspring of your bodies, in the offspring of your beasts, in the produce of your ground. The Lord surrounds your family and an entire household with favor as a shield. No good thing does He withhold from you. His banner is love over your home, your marriage, and your family. No weapon formed against you as a family prospers. What the Lord has blessed, no man can curse. You abide in the shadow of the Almighty, and no evil befalls you. Your children shall be mighty on the earth, for the generation of the upright are blessed. They shall be as signs and wonders in the earth. Your children will flourish like olive plants around your table. They are a gift from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is your reward. Your children are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Your sons in their youth are as grown-up plants, and your daughters as corner pillars fashioned as for a palace. Lord, your covenant with these declares that your spirit which is upon them, and your words which you have put in their mouths, shall not depart from their mouths, nor from the mouths of their children, nor from the mouths of their children's children. All your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace and prosperity and righteousness. They will be established, and they will be far from oppression. They will not be led into temptation, but they will know deliverance from evil. You confess that your children are pure in heart, and therefore they shall see God. They hunger and thirst after righteousness, therefore they are filled. The Spirit of the Lord is poured out upon your children, and they prophesy. The Lord's blessing is upon them. They will spring up among the grass like poplars by streams of water. One will say, "I am the Lord's," and another one will call on the name of Jacob. And another will write on their hand, "Belonging to the Lord." You confess that your children are seekers of wisdom and understanding. They hold fast to your word and to your ways, to the Lord's word, to the Lord's ways. They treasure the Lord's commandments, and they cry for discernment. The spirit of wisdom is poured out on your children and your children's children, and the words of wisdom are being known to them. The Lord keeps your family from falling and presents them blameless before the presence of the Father's glory with exceeding joy. Joshua 24:15, Acts 2:17, Acts 16:31, Matthew 5:6 and verse 8, Matthew 6:13, Ephesians 1:3, Deuteronomy 28:1-12, Psalm 5:12. Psalm 84:11, Psalm 91:1 and 10, Psalm 112:2, Psalm 127:3-4, Psalm 128:3, Psalm 144:12, Song of Solomon 2:4, Isaiah 8:18, Isaiah 44:3-5, Isaiah 54:13-14, and verse 17, Isaiah 59:21, Proverbs 1:23, Proverbs 2:2-3, and Jude 24.
Okay, this last one is about spiritual strength. So, Lord, I thank you that everyone in here is receiving all of these verses spoken over them. I thank you, Lord, that this prophetic act is accomplishing what you have mentioned from heaven to earth. Thank you, Lord. This is part of us receiving that which belongs to us from heaven coming down to earth inside of us today. You are strong in the Lord, in the strength of his might. Now, as I'm reading these inside or verbally, you say, yes, Lord, agree, just agree to everything that's being spoken over you, everything up to this point and from now on, if you haven't been agreeing. Because if we're agreeing with the word, we're really smart to do that. And I'm just prompted to read to you, I'm going to back up just a moment and read to you in Hebrews 4:12, the scripture that most of us know quite well. For the word of the Lord is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. So, Lord, we just apply this word, Hebrews 4:12, to this next section and the three that have been read already. You are strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. You put on the full armor of God. In Christ, you can do all things because he strengthens you. The Lord is your strength and your shield. Your heart trusts in him, and you are helped. Therefore, your heart exults, and with your song, you shall thank him. You are my strength. Lord, you are my strength and my saving defense in time of trouble. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is with you, with your spirit. You build yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. As you do this, you keep yourself strong in the love of God. Your God keeps you from falling and presents you faultless and blameless in the presence of your heavenly Father with exceeding great joy. Your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Oh, and he who keeps you will not slumber. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun does not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord protects you from all evil. Let me say that again. The Lord protects you from all evil. Lord. He keeps your soul, and he guards your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever. When you pass through the valley of weeping, the Lord makes it a spring for you. You go forth strength to strength in the Lord. The Lord God is a sun and a shield to you. He gives you grace and glory, and no good thing does he withhold from you. You are blessed because you trust in him. Your heavenly Father grants unto you, according to the riches of his glory, the ability to be strengthened with his power through his spirit in your inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all believers what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, that you may be filled up with all the fullness of God. You do not lose heart in doing good, for in due time you shall reap if you faint not. Your eye is single, therefore your whole being is full of light. You are steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. God is your strong fortress, and he sends you this way, and he sets you this way. By him, you can run through a troop, and by your God, you can leap over a wall. He is a shield because you take refuge in him. He makes your feet like hinds' feet and sets you on high places. He trains your hands for battle so that your arms can bend a bow of bronze. He has given you the shield of his salvation, and his help and strength make you great. You pursue your enemies and destroy them because the Lord has girded you with strength for battle.
Yes, the Lord
gives you strength when you are weary and when you lack might. He increases power. You wait on the Lord and renew your strength. You mount up with wings like eagles. You run and do not get tired. Ho! You walk and do not faint.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. That's Ephesians 3, 16 through 19, Ephesians 6, 10, Philippians 4, 13 and 23, Psalm 28, 7 and 8, Psalm 37, verse 39, Psalm 84, 5 through 7 and verse 11, Psalm 121, verses 1 through 8, 2 Samuel 22, 30 through 40, Jude 20, 21 and 24, Galatians 6, 7 through 9, Matthew 6:22, Isaiah 40:29 through 31, and 1 Corinthians 15:58. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Word.
Yes, Lord. So, just a couple things to finish up, and that is that oftentimes people out here running around where they're not protected are hit by who? The enemy. Harder. They're more confused by the attacks. We all get attacked. But there's a certain kind of shield upon us that repels the attacks. I don't know if that happened to Tony. What do you think? I think it did. I don't know if it happened with my ankle when it was broken in three places and I was healed. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, but I can dance. You know, when we were hit with malaria, the attack was repelled. She had an absolute suddenly. You have seen it in your lives. This is a picture for you to remember that if, you know, those are out here, you know, taking pot shots at the body of Christ are not to be listened to because they're being hit by the enemy. They're being deceived by the enemy. They're being lied to by the enemy. And they have no protection to keep them from receiving the full brunt of that attack. But you do. You've just heard these things read. They're not just high platitudes that don't happen in life. Oh, you'll go through suffering, but it's for a good cause. You'll go through some attack, but you'll be able to be repelling that attack. That's an awesome power to have when you serve the one that's protecting you, that's caring about you. So you're being blessed because you're allowing the blessing to come down through the proper alignment to you. This is a picture of that. Don't forget umbrella over you because it's very important. When you step outside the umbrella, there are so many out here that say, well, there's holes in those umbrellas. Let me fix them. I'll fix them. If you listen to the person out here running around and they think they've got a good idea to fix the body of Christ, they're deceived. You don't want to listen to them. Okay? But if you're under the umbrella and you see a hole in the umbrella, you are one of the ones that can help patch it so the attacks don't come through the umbrella to those underneath. You can point out things that need to be improved and changed, and you're in covenant. You're trusted. You're believed if it's from Holy Spirit. And if it's not, it'll show itself that, oh, that was a good idea, but it just wasn't from Holy Spirit. We do that all the time as leadership. We throw things out on the table. We disagree a lot. These are people we train to listen to Holy Spirit. That's dangerous because they actually do. And they bring things into the table, and we discuss it in the table. We have some pretty good sparks flying, you know, iron sharpening iron. Sparks fly. I don't know if you noticed. But at the end of the day, we come into unity and agreement. The decisions we make are made on the basis of unanimous. Because that's Holy Spirit getting to His page. None of us feel like we have all the answers. We have to pull from each other and so on. Well, that works the same with all of you as part of the body. You're not outside of that. Your suggestion might put a piece of duct tape over the hole in the umbrella. You might be the one. How you handle that, you know, if it's with humility, if it's, wow, you know, I think I see something here, maybe I should mention something to leadership. Oftentimes, we'll sense that's from Holy Spirit and take action on it right away. We're doing that in several areas because of suggestions from the body, not just the leaders. That's important. You need to know that. That helps you be a part of what you are in the body. Your part is important, very important. It's not just the leaders. That's why we don't put our name on the front sign. Bill and Mary Pat's church. Don't get out of line. You know, it's all of us. It's all of us. Amen?
Can Phil, do you want to share your healing? You want to share? Come here. Listen to this. This is really way cool. All
right. I was standing right beside him. I didn't know.
I had a healing last week.
Awesome. Tell me about it.
Well, let me tell you. I was at our picnic, and we were playing a little bit of Ultimate Frisbee. And my son threw my sandals into the lake, so I don't know where they are. So I was playing barefoot, and I hurt my foot really, really bad. And Dr. Jacquet says, yeah, Phil, those are probably broken. He couldn't tell for sure because he didn't have his ultrasound machine. Dr. Verified. And so, it's actually three were really, really black and blue. Anyway, Spencer prayed for my toes, and then Pastor Bill and Bethany and Spencer again and Josh and several others. And we got a picture. And this was Sunday, and I could not walk out of that place. I was hurting so bad. So I got to the car and just sat there and waited for Heather to do everything else, getting the kids together and stuff, because I just wasn't moving. And I was supposed to travel this week to Toronto and for work, and I was to be there all week. And I woke up Monday morning, and I was like, oh, man, I can't walk. But I got out of bed, and I limped to my shoes. And I put my shoes on. It was, like, totally gone. And I was like, what in the world? And I felt great. Woo! And so I went to Toronto and felt good. You said not to mention this, but I'm going to, because I was not totally faith-filled. I was like, oh, you know, maybe I should bring some medicine just in case. Well, I never needed it. I never needed it at all. So I was like, all right, Lord, you're faithful when I'm faithless. So thank you anyway. And so I didn't need it, and I was on my feet all day. Wow. And the toes, at the end of the day, I looked at them, and they looked terrible. They were totally black and blue, but I was like walking around, jumping. I was like, there's no pain at all. And I didn't know. Josh called me or texted me and asked how they were, and I was like, they look terrible, but they feel great. So I think, are you getting a picture up there? And he has a... Yeah, on the third day, I went for like 5-mile jog, and there
ooh.
They are.
Ooh.
Ooh! But they actually
got... I wonder which three it is.
But they actually got much darker than that, and I didn't take another picture. But they got really, really black and blue, and they were hurting. But anyway, they are totally healed, even by the first day, and now you almost can't even... There's not even any black and blue really left on them.
Yes,
a little
Lord.
Bit, little bit, Heather? Little bit. Not very much. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the umbrella of your protection.
Woo,
so, how is your faith now?
What
is
stronger.
That's really good. So, that was the reason I said you don't have to mention that part, because you don't have to get up and say, I really screwed up or didn't have faith. You don't have to do that when you share a testimony, but you wanted to.
I wanted to.
And that's fine. But you don't have to. So, as long as you know that. So, like, and it's not really a screw up. It's just a matter of the Lord showing you this is. But sometimes we take it that way, like I did it wrong, and we didn't. But you still don't have to step in if you don't feel like doing that. So that's the reason. But amen. Isn't that awesome? Can we just give
thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. And you know what? The same thing happened to me in June, and it didn't happen. I didn't get something that fast, and I wish I did, but I didn't. And I don't know why, but I just keep pressing on.
Yeah.
So if you had something and you didn't have an instant or a suddenly like that, there may be a lot of different factors going on. And you can say, you know, well, maybe I didn't have enough faith, but I believe the Lord says that we step in to the faith that we have and we do what we know to do and we trust the Lord with the results. Because we go here and overseas praying for people, and we saw a girl who had a sprained ankle on Friday night. Bethany and others prayed for her, and she was running around the table in the very beginning of the night. So God really touched her. And she had a little bit of like, ooh, after that. But she was really touched by God. Yay! That's yes. Wonderful. But sometimes we don't see that right away. But that should not cause us to step back and say, well, remember that incident that PMP said? Yeah, I guess that's probably what's happening to me. No! You press in for the fullness of what God has done and keep contending. And our faith level does grow. And the Lord is taking us to a place where in the glory, these things are happening more and more and more. So don't worry about whether you have little faith or not, or whatever that might look like. Just keep praising the Lord, giving Him the glory, and just saying, Lord, I want an increase in whatever that looks like for me, because I'm going for it, and never quit. Okay? We've seen lots of blind eyes open, ears open, that deaf ears, and lame walking, and all kinds of stuff. We've seen that. And we have also seen people we prayed for, and it looked like nothing happened. But we don't stop. We just go and we expect it every time, every time, every time, every time, every time. You expect it every time. See what God will do and watch Him do more and more and more what Phil just testified about. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
I'm going to pray for Pastor Mary Pat that she gets more excited about testimonies. This is such a difficult time when she sees God do these things. Well, we just want to end by just a final blessing. And Father, we just say to you, Lord, those who want to just lift their hands to receive, lift the umbrellas even higher to receive, Lord. We just lift our hands to receive this full blessing from you. Father, we're stepping in by faith that this wasn't just an empty exercise, but that you actually heard our hearts decreeing and declaring your goodness. It boils down to your goodness. It flows right down through your protective shield over us to us. We thank you for that, Father. We're blessed by you, O God. You're our Father. We love your song you're singing over us. You're our Father. You gave all for us, sacrificially for us, O God. And now you add to it, and now you bless us more. How good you are, how great you are, how wonderful, O Lord. You're our faithful Father, a Father who blesses and favors us. You're our faithful Father, a Father who loves and blesses us. We praise your name, we lift your name, we give you glory, we give you honor, we bless you back with our worship and our praise. We bless you back with our worship and our praise. We honor your name. We honor your name. Oh Lord, we honor your name. You are Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. You are the living water, the living bread. You are the living vine, oh God, the living word, oh God. You are all we need. All 700 names and titles, you're all we need. We bless you, God. Lion of Judah, come and roar in our lives. Come and roar in our lives. We receive from you, we believe in you. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Father. We give you glory and honor, glory and honor, glory and honor and praise, glory and honor and praise, always, amen. Forevermore, amen. Always. Bless your name, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You're so good. You're so merciful. You're so filled with grace. Every one of our sins, if we know you, have been sent to the bottom of the sea, Lord. Never to be remembered anymore. As far as the east is from the west, in a straight line, not a circle. They don't come back to your remembrance, Lord, because you choose to forget. So you know us, Lord, only in our shining moments.
Yes, Lord.
You look at us only in our shining moments. And you try to keep us from any moments where we stray from you. That's your heart. That's your desire. That's your shepherding, pastoring heart to us. We bless you today for blessing us. You're good. You're good. You're completely, awesomely good. In Jesus' name, we bless his name. And we all said together, amen to you, Lord.
Amen. Next week, we have the weekend conference. And so next Sunday morning, we will not be here. So we encourage you to come Sunday night. If you are not part of the weekend conference, even if you are, come Sunday night at 6:30. Okay? Mark that down. Next Sunday. Don't